4. Reading comprehension. Read the following article.
It seems that every time we watch television or read a newspaper these days, we learn of severe natural disasters such as hurricanes, typhoons, floods, heat waves, droughts, and forest fires. Scientists are pointing a finger at global warming, a term used to describe the gradual increase in temperature of the Earth's atmosphere and oceans. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change puts much of the blame on gases poured into the atmosphere from the burning of fossil fuels such as oil, gas, and coal. When these fuels are burned, carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere. This causes what is known as a greenhouse effect, where heat is trapped near the Earth's surface by the carbon dioxide gas. Scientists predict that by the next century, the Earth's average temperature will rise up to 6 degrees centigrade, creating even more extreme weather conditions. The polar ice caps will melt, the level of the oceans will rise, and many of the world's coastal cities may eventually become inundated and uninhabitable. As serious as this situation is, there is light at the end of the tunnel. The Kyoto Protocol is an attempt by a large number of member countries of the United Nations to band together to combat global warming. The terms of the agreement were hammered out in Kyoto in 1997, and the agreement came into force in 2005. There are presently over 160 member countries included in the Kyoto Protocol. Signatory countries are required to meet certain carbon emission reduction goals, and there is a system in place to enforce these rules. It is an important first step towards combating global warming. The Kyoto Protocol has already begun to show results, and it proves that progress can be made when concerned countries join together to fight environmental damage.